Good evening. Following on from Simon Toon's most recent piece of audio about his preparations to go live streaming on Periscope, his music, I'd just like to add a couple of points to the audio which I've just listened to from Simon. So those of you who are interested in how live streaming on Periscope works might find this contribution worth listening to, and if you have no interest in live streaming, then perhaps this isn't for you. But so I'm going to address my thoughts directly to Simon. Simon, just two issues I want to refer to. It struck me listening to your audio in which you sort of summarized the key points you'd taken in from Stefano, McColgan, myself and one other person, I think, whose name will come back to me in a minute. But that a point that perhaps I hadn't offered you before is the point about predictability, reliability. And by that I mean that on Periscope, I think that a lot of people are interested in whether you're going to turn up again and continue what you've started. So frequency, how frequently you're going to Periscope matters a lot to your audience. Or it certainly matters a lot to building an audience, or winning an audience, I suppose, or attracting an audience. How frequently are you going to be on? When are you going to be on? Now, you don't have to pay any attention to these. You know, as I say, it's entirely up to you. But if you do want to attract regular people, I would suggest that, especially in the first couple of weeks of going, if you like, live on Periscope, that you scope frequently. And by that I mean every single day, and perhaps even more than one time a day, in order to get into contact with people who are interested in the same thing that you're interested in. So that's one point. I have a second point, which I'm now trying to remember. Oh yes, it relates to how long your show is going to exist. And as you rightly say, it's going to exist for 24 hours within the Periscope app. And, you know, anyone can listen to it for the 24 hours after you do the show. So that's great. And that's awful at the same time. Because 24 hours is a very short period of time. So the solution is to use a website called Catch, K-A-T-C-H, .me. Now, I guarantee you that if you literally Google catch.me, the experience you're going to have at the other end is that, oh, this is very simple, the instructions are very clear. So I just quickly will suggest that what you're going to do is you're going to link your Twitter account and your Catch account and the Catch account together. I can't remember how many keystrokes you actually have to use, but they're very few. And after that, your shows, your scopes, will be preserved on a page of a website, which you'll have complete control over. You'll be able to delete it. You'll be able to share it from there. And it'll also be a way, and it's very, very useful in terms of following up with people who have interacted with you during the show. So if you have a bit of a conversation with somebody, you know, during the show, you can contact them afterwards, thank them very much for their contributions, or answer their questions which you weren't able to answer at the time, or basically just continue on dialogue with them about topics which you may have touched on publicly during the show. So there might the two points I want to offer you, Simon. One is about the use of catch, K-A-T-C-H, .me, which I think is very intuitive and simple to do. And once you have set up yourself on catch.me, you can then effectively forget about it forever. You've got your each individual show you do available for not only other people to listen to or watch, but you yourself. And the earlier point is really about how often are you going to scope? And often would be my advice if you really want to make a new, and I'll call them all friends, but new contacts for your show, which I'm really looking forward to. Okay, so that's a message to on Twitter, he is, and all other social networks I can think of, SM2N Simon. Thank you all very much for listening. Bye-bye for now.